we are heading into an election year 2020. What will be your assessment of this government in the last 3 years?
Like I said earlier on, when we get caught in the trap of promises, mm-hmm. and we think that we must just continue to promise the people, and that is the surest way to get their votes, you will get the votes. But how do you fulfill the promises? So all political parties get caught in that same web. I remember President Kufuor had to come and confess that he thought that 80-something ministers, too many. But he's come and, hey, this, that. Even President Mills, I mean, a few times at cabinet meetings, he had to confess in cabinet some of the promises that were made. That, look, comrades, going forward, we have to be measured with the promises we make. I am sure President Akufo-Addo is facing is climbing up the same hill. You understand? Plenty of promises. All the things that were said. Has everything been fulfilled? Certainly not. So if you ask me, the assessment is that they have not been able to fulfill all their promises. Mm. The question is that, can they be able to fulfill all the promises? The answer is no.
Between now and 2020.
It's not going to be possible.
Should they be voted out?
We will give Ghanaians education. Let Ghanaians decide who they want to vote for. Because in as much as I remain a politician, mm-hmm. like I've just told you, mm-hmm. currently, I do not hold any political designation.
But you hold a party card.
Oh, certainly. Mm-hmm. So that one is not in doubt. But I'm saying that to the extent that I consult across many divides, I am making no emphatic statement mm-hmm. on that one.
Okay.
Yes. So we'll give education. On voting day, I will go and vote. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure everybody knows the direction which I will vote. But for now, I cannot make any emphatic statement because I have work to do.
And, okay. So my question is clear. Would you want this current government voted out?
No matter how you wind the question, I am telling you that I'm a consultant. And I'm working across political divides.
For all parties.
And I'm working. I told you on Saturday, mm-hmm. I should be giving a lecture somewhere
yeah.
in Beijing. I'm not going to make statements that will affect the lecture that I'm giving there. Master. So like for now, I'm a medical doctor. Mm-hmm. I'm a political medical doctor. We will do the dissection. Mm-hmm. We will do the diagnosis and the prognosis.
Yes.
Go home. Look for the medication.
Yes.
Take the pills. Mm-hmm. And heal yourself. I don't think doctors ship patients into taking pills. Mm. So we'll do the dissection. If it suits your agenda and you think that Kwakwa Nyido is making sense and you want to buy into what he's saying, bingo. That's it. But otherwise, if it doesn't make sense to you, it makes sense to other people.